on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Eskom's announced that load shedding has been eased to stage 4. The utility says it's returned 8 out of 10 generation units to service.
The return of these units comes after identifying the root causes of multiple unit trips, which were unconnected and purely technical in nature, related to electrical and control system issues in auxiliary parts of these power stations.
Spokesperson Daphne Mokwena says they're pleased with efforts to replenish emergency reserves. The country was plunged into stage 6 load shedding in the early hours of yesterday, after multiple generation unit failures at 2 power stations. Electricity Minister Kgosietsi Ntsona Makgopa and Eskom officials gave an update on generation performance, saying we should brace for a few days of the rolling blackouts. Eskom's Nyathi Mthethwa has acknowledged that they haven't been giving one production area enough attention.
We're starting to have problems in the auxiliary plant, in the electrical systems, in the water systems, in the steam systems. These are not part of the main area, main plant that we have been focusing on. So this is really telling us that now we need to really put a lot of effort in making sure that these auxiliary plants are also at a perfect condition.
Yes, so Weather Service says it's made significant progress in recovering from a cyber attack that paralyzed its information and communications technology systems 4 weeks ago. The attack severely affected the entity's ability to provide critical weather and climate services. Spokesperson Opah Sekgalwe says their aviation website is finally back online.
The rest of the products, such as domestic significant weather charts, atmospheric pressure charts, and airmen's reports, are undergoing functionality tests and will be available within the shortest possible time.
And the man on course to be the next German chancellor says he wants to strengthen Europe as quickly as possible in the face of mounting pressure from the US. Friedrich Merz's conservative Christian Democratic Union Party has won 28.5% of the vote following a snap national election. The opposition leader says there's no time to waste in forming a coalition.
As soon as possible, we need to get a viable government together in Germany, a government capable of working based on a majority, because, ladies and gentlemen, the world outside is not going to wait for us.
The far-right AfD has nearly doubled its support, coming second with over 20% of the vote. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz lamented a bitter defeat after his Social Democrats slumped to a heavy loss. On the weather front here at home, we've got a high of 29 degrees in Durban, Maritzburg 28, Richards Bay 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.